Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. So you're going to come with me, right? Yeah. All right. 1 Corinthians 13:13. I thought this would be a good place to start. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, or the God kind of love. Now, see, they break up these scriptures, and it doesn't agree with my revelation. So now you have to go to 1 Corinthians 14:1. Follow after charity, or the God kind of love. And desire things pertaining to and of the Holy Ghost. I just set that in there. But rather that you may prophesy, because you see, it really takes someone who God's given the ability to rightly divide this chapter up, because he goes from our personal fellowship with God to this public ministry. But I just want us to focus today on our personal fellowship with God. That's just what we're going to focus on, and we're going to discipline our minds right there. Not think about anything else. Not going to ask questions. Oh, I thought it meant this. I thought it meant that. Just think about what I say to you. Just stay right there. Don't move. Verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So here's step one. For no man understandeth him. I don't understand what I'm saying when I pray in tongues. Well, then you're doing the right thing, because it says no man will understand him. I tell you the truth, though, understanding will rise up. But you have to start here. You have to start here. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Kathy, what did you and Jeff pray about on Monday night? We don't know. We can tell you what we saw, but we don't know how far-reaching that is and what all he wanted to do with that. We can just tell you what we know, which isn't much, compared to what God knows. You see what I'm saying? So this is the thing. You fellowship by taking what he said already, because he has spoken to you in his word, and you begin to mix that with this praying in other tongues. Now, this is a thing that we learned from Brother Hagin, really, because I would have never thought about it. But I know those who travel with him say it sounded like he was talking to somebody in his room. I don't know if Philip had ever had this experience with him, but you probably just knew it about him. But I forget who said this, one of the group, Marty Blackwelder, that he thought he was visiting with somebody in his room, in the hotel or wherever they were, and he peeked in at him, and he was talking to God. Now you may think that I am stretching a point. I don't know what to tell you, but when I got hold of this, this inner communion grew by leaps and bounds. So if you can't go there, I guess set it on the shelf. I don't know. I want you to go there with me today. At least give it a try. God won't fall off the throne. He won't whack you or anything. When you speak in an unknown tongue, is that a real language? Or is it just jibber-jabber? It's a real language. I don't understand that language. Right? No man understandeth him. But in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So you really are saying something. And then, to whom are you speaking? And I love this. I have a revelation of this, but when Pastor came over here the other night and just went, he was going to pray a, I guess, go home prayer, but he just went, Father. So I almost want to say to you, because we're to pray to the Father. That's who you pray to. You pray to the Father in Jesus' name. So whom you're talking to is the Father. Now, we don't have really time to get Daniel to tell about it, so you correct me, Daniel, if I don't get this right. But he said when he went to heaven, you know, we always think, well, we're going to fall at Jesus' feet and worship him, but he won't take that. He's always pointing you to the Father. Is that pretty close? And I said, when he said that, I thought, that's right. That's what he did the whole time when he was on the earth. I do what I see my Father do. And in the end, don't have time to go there, but that's when all of this is put under his feet, the final enemy, death. I don't know if it's going to be in the third day or if it's going to be in the fourth day, but it's all going to go back to God. It says Jesus will reign until that's all accomplished. And then it all goes back to the Father. And it'll all be complete in him. Now, if that's above your head, that's okay. I know I swim out in deep waters. I don't know what else to tell you. You can too. You will. As you learn to swim, you will. And so this is the thing we learned from Brother Hagin. When he prayed... like he was talking to somebody. He spoke in sentences. He spoke with expression. He spoke in paragraphs. He'd pause and it's like God said something to him. And he'd say, oh, I see that, Lord. I see that. Pastor does this, you know. Oh, Jeff does it too. Okay. Yeah, I see that, Father. Yeah. And then sometimes he'll just laugh. I guess they're telling jokes. I don't know. And it's like a flowing stream. If you've ever, you have lots of water up here, and I imagine all the different kind of manifestations of it, you know, waterfalls and eddies and rapids and slow-moving water and still water. Well, that's the way these flows are when you're in the Spirit and you're praying in the Spirit. There's different flows. And how do you know where to put your period? How do you know when to laugh? How do you know when to pray real fast? How do you know when to pray real strong? How do you know when to be absolutely silent? Well, there's that angel with that measuring line. And there's the teacher on the inside of you. And I tell you, as you discipline yourself to this, you'll grow in that knowledge. So if you never prayed this way or even thought this way before, just when you think of it, put a period. Just try it out. When you run out of breath, kind of take a breath. Experiment. Spiritual laboratory. Yeah? So you're speaking to your Father. He is Most High. He is magnificent. He is wonderful. He is almighty. He is all powerful. And all the, you know, the list goes on, but he is your Father, first of all and foremost. So I want you to talk to him. Now, some of you have had good fathers and some of you not, but you talk to him as a good father, what you might think you might talk, how you might talk to a good father. And you listen for him to talk to you like a good father. Because I'll tell you, even when he corrects you, it feels so good. If you feel condemned, if you feel hurt, if you feel like backing off, that ain't him. Your shepherd's voice will never condemn you. There is now, therefore, no condemnation in him. What if I messed up? What if you did? Wasn't the blood sufficient for you? I guess it was sufficient for me, but not for you, right? So here we're going to go. We're going to step. I'll say some words to get us started. Remember that he indwells you. Yes, he's seated on the throne in the heavenlies, but he's also enthroned in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So listen in here. Think in here. You can. I want you to draw an imaginary circle around yourself. It's about you and him this morning. We're not doing intercession this morning. We're doing communion this morning. Kaloche. And so, Father, we come with all our heart because we've heard what the Spirit is saying this week, that you want communion with us, that you want fellowship with us. Hallelujah. Kroshtaine. And so we come, Father, to commune with you. We thank you that you are our very own Father. And we are your very own children, and that you love us. Krishtaine, Father, I want to fellowship with you today around love, protaya, zavake, because we've been talking about it. We're going to start with something you said. We're going to start with some knowledge we have about you, that you are love. Ekushalage, because you so loved the world. Father, oh, I think about that. The whole world. You know, Father, we were talking about the ethnicities yesterday at the luncheon table. Prokashimite. Lagura ajimite. Huh? Yeah, yeah. We were talking about that, Father, and it just got me about all the different people groups of the earth. And Father, what a conundrum, Rakishte. What a babble of languages. Vragala mujete de desutra hikia. And it's burdened the earth, Bragaya mutura la distone, since the Tower of Babel fell, protaina de side de vishkaide. And yet, Father, even when that happened and you knew it was going to happen, you provided a way. Bralaiga belishte nebosoai, vajai kamoloche de mosaya, vishandra kishte bolaike, to reach every people group, prohashimite, ha. Oh, Father, your plan is so wonderful. La mikafra ojibra undivisant, and the vajikro olavashtene. You guys do your own. You guys do your own. You guys do your own. Je bolai gamahia. I'll quit praying in English so you quit listening. But if you're in your own place, in your own place of communion, you need to vrahia, you need to vagula, you need to weave in Bragala Messiah, his arusukai bruvangel, his living word, and let the Holy Ghost brogam bishtena molose. It'll take you brahaya. It'll take you down paths. It'll take you down streams you never imagined. Bragala bosai hidana. It's such an adventure. It's such an adventure to Pascor di blessing. Aha. Oh, Father, Bagishtene, Zalaguvanjene. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, Father, that they'd find this place in you. Ragishtene, this rich brogala mazai tubrovasakro, and the vayomolose dungraji bitora haya. If tongues is boring, it's not praying in the spirit. It may be praying in tongues. But if it's pouring, it's not praying in the spirit. Because when I pray in the spirit, I'm aware of you. Even someone says, we just have the presence of God. Oh, but Father, I know you're present in me. God, I don't have to look outside to find your presence when it is within. Ha! I bask in your presence, Lord. Labodai kumande hishebra. Oh, Michael fashtondre Yeshua. It's a by day, Shiburkia. It's day by day, Lord. It's day by day we foretaste. This is foretaste, Abba. Regala moji tene. May every person in here taste of you today. Taste you. Oh, Father, lahikaluba. How sweet, how sweet, ooh, how sweet, brakalamujede, how brodakamashe, is a vishona flohaya abba, is no vashke maisu, is no the benjandra gipalai busaya highest. A highest, it's Habokaya, Abba, Fushe Blahikalabo, Abu Dizandriskiva, so Ragilavaya Su, I bask in your presence, Lord. Labishonga, Yesu, blind, if I show Haisabra. Yea, Michael Vishona Vahia, woo, 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 woo. In the Michael Ebushea, yea, yea, Bundaya Savana Vicluria Sapastore Jesu. Yea, Michael Impastore, a pastor, a pastor. Yea, Bundustea, clothed, Bishkai Matia Abba. Je m'adi seve orahi. Oh, ho, 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 Vishona vai gai shabora. Ilamai du sai de bushkai bunohoha hisaha. Ye, ye bunoshaika. Ye bulohosana. Ye budo and the vai rabbi. It's a bikishaya. Ya, 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 ya. Vusi profi. Ha, ha. Ya, ye budaki shadano. You're so good, Father. You're so good. Ebo lage basheda. You've seen ahead and provided. I see that. Prokamishaya. Ahaha. Yeah, you have. Yeah, yeah. Vusuka bandeya. What was I thinking, Lord? What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Oh, Michael, I just roll the care of that over on you. I'm not going to stew. Ha, 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 ha. But I'm going to fellowship with you. Haragi. Gishtena, the one who's done all things well. Brogolom by Jendai Yeshua. Oh, the glorious, all glorious, all glorious within. Neshanda Visura, Yeshua Lavaigamen Jandai fresh. Oh, yes, Lord, a fresh anointing. Yes, Lord, a fresh Brogola Vishtene, fresh move. Yeah, yeah, see, that's just a fresh. Oregishtene. We took in generations behind. Yeah, we took it as far as we knew to go. Brogala bishtene, but and to kissign, we thought, well, that was that. But no, it was just a measure of that. Prokala mijete, and you're measuring out a new length of line, ha, for the end of time. Yeah, did go shanga la halamutai. Took a while to get us here to this point. Oh, you're long suffering. Oh, my Lord. Oh, sometimes I want to hide my face in shame that I didn't prakaya, that I didn't disabrakai, that I didn't just etokai, Father. Yes, and I do.
I do shake. I repent. I didn't see it before. Now I see it. And I'm going to walk in the light of that. This is a new day. As you can in a new way. And we're going to brush you up. You're going to teach us some things. Haragite that the church before didn't know. That Azusa didn't know. That the Hebrides didn't know. That the Welch didn't know. Rakashi blessing a brovisia. They brought it to a certain place. They brought it to a certain place. Ha, 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 ha. But it's left for us to finish the race. Ha. Oh, cloud of witnesses, let's watch our race. Aragalavise, halamodea, haragoshea, for we receive strength. We receive strength. We receive strength for the vrakia, for the last rakaya. Yeah, lamojea. Oh, ho, ho. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Right here, Father, right here, we're building up ourselves. And that's right, Lord. That's right. That's how you build yourself up. We take your word. We take your word. We take your word into the chamber. As we fellowship with you, and we break bread. That's what that means. When Jesus comes in and sups with us, we break bread. Hallelujah. We break living bread. And we drink living water. Oh, I don't mind being on bread and water with you, Father. Ha, 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 Capra fasai, ya, yavro sol evangeli, olavas geno recula via. Jesu, destora vangele bostea, laborazi butavaschene, alla massaia dottora savana. Oh, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is here. I can sense him in the atmosphere. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Where did the glory come from? From within. For we've rakash debishte. He's put his glory in earthen vessels. Aradala vishkode. And we say, where's the glory? Where's the glory? When's the glory going to come? Oh, when you open up your mouth, when you open up your heart, and let the glory flow out. De saikrofishtai de. Labonanoshtai. Where's the rain going to come? When the clouds of glory are released, the brosia. Where are the clouds of glory? Within Prohashibai Gavalasibani. And as we event them, Prokalavishteya, the rain begins to fall. And we'll be covered one and all. Clothed in glory, the New Testament saints, clothed in glory, we are this day, clothed in your glorious garments, we give you praise. Thank you, Father, for revealing yourself to us. We did not know love. But you gave us love and said, learn of me. Learn of love. Vishkele Mogolai. And we're growing up, Lord, and we're learning. Bokashdeni, not because of Frati Madora, who we are. Certainly not.
but because of who you are in us. Thank you for being a good Father. Hallelujah.
What I'm about to say in the next 5 minutes may change the rest of your ministry for the rest of your life. In the greatest of love, not even a correction, an exhortation, Kathy has been trying to get over to a realm of teaching and has met with some resistance in the spirit. Every time she bumped into the angels, she's had to back off of it. And the reason why is because there's a bit of resistance. And the reason why is the question inside some people has been raised. Why do we need to even teach and deal with angels? We have the Holy Spirit. I mean, why go there? We've got the Holy Spirit. Well, why do we even need the Holy Spirit? We've got Jesus. Well, nobody would take that position. They have. Much of the evangelical church and many denominational churches said, we can work without the Holy Spirit. We've got Jesus. Why do we even need Jesus? We've got the Father. We don't even need Jesus. Who would take that position? Nobody, but they did. The religious Jews did. The reason why we have half the New Testament is because that very notion was being challenged. And so we think as charismatics, many came from the denominational evangelical churches, and they said, oh, if you just take the limits off, you'll step into another realm that's available to you. And Kathy has tried to get us there a couple of times and was met with a wall. Now, we want to be like Jesus, right? When he was baptized in the Holy Spirit by John the Baptist, the Spirit of God descended, and he was led by whom? The Holy Spirit into where? The wilderness. Did he have the Holy Spirit? He did. What happened at the end of the 40 days? Who was sent to minister to him? Angels. But he's a Spirit-filled Jesus, and yet God sent angels to minister. Was Peter in prison? Did he have the Holy Spirit? I mean, he was the one, Acts chapter 2, stood up and said, this is that. The Holy Spirit filled him. Was the Holy Spirit inside of him? Who opened the door? Angels. The Holy Spirit is from within. The angels are from without. The Holy Spirit leads us in righteousness, in comfort, in revelation, in rightness, in wrongness, in our direction. Angels don't. That's why we don't seek them for those things. Angels are in the natural realm, in the physical realm. They're spiritual beings that deal with the natural realm. They bring provision. Do you need stuff? In houses, cars, money, okay, that's natural realm. Healings, my physical body in the natural realm. The supernatural protection, natural realm. They're sent for the natural realm to minister to us in all those areas. That's why we've cut off a supply of even our healing, because the delivery of some of these things occur through angelic beings. We've cut off finances because some of the deliveries come from angelic beings. We're not trying to replace or displace the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inside Jesus had the Father call on angels, same way with Peter. So if that happened, we don't want to be, having come out of some of these denominational evangelical churches that had put a limit on the Holy Spirit and stepped over and said, oh, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. We don't want to erect another wall on the side of us and say, oh, no, we won't go there, because there's been abuses in that area where people have tried to replace the Holy Spirit and deal with angels. They don't want worship. They don't want to lead you. They want the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does. But the resistance has been on the inside is that, why go there? We have the Holy Spirit. You need to go there because Jesus went there. You need to go there because the apostles went there. You need to go there because the supply in the natural realm. Otherwise, you're this spirit-led, spirit-revelation functioning person going, where's my healing? How? Why aren't my bills being paid? Why did that accident happen? And the answer is, you stepped over and got past the wall and said, and you built another wall. And that's why she hasn't been able to get it out. So if the Holy Spirit allows her and releases her to talk more, she's bumped up against it a few times and had to back off. And so that's why that happened. So maybe what I just said answers some of your questions that'll free us up to step into another realm that helps get the job done from now till Jesus comes, okay? So that 5 minutes right there may help you if you'll take that, okay? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That's exciting. That's good news. That's yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I just saw the angels leaping and shouting in here. I just saw that happen. I just saw that. Bless God. Father, thank you. Thank you for angels. Thank you for making them. Thank you for sending them in this natural world. Thank you for the Holy Spirit within us. Thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you that you who you are, who you are. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. You're our, I don't, there's no end to good. There's just no end to good. There's no limit on good. You're the best of the best of the best of the best. We praise your holy name. We thank you for the food we'll partake in for this lunchtime. Lord, open avenues, open eyes, open hearts. We desire to serve you today. We serve you with our words and with our hearts, with our very lives. We serve you with the sustenance of the food. To your glory forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hope that cleared up a few little tiny questions. Hallelujah.